Serbia police clash with protesters calling for early election, date modified colon 2025-06-29T02:05:22.000Z, description colon President Aleksandar Vučić, populist and close to Russia, has faced months of protests and alleges a foreign coup plot, Serbia police clash with anti-government protesters in Belgrade, 3 days ago, save, Stuart Lau and James Chitair BBC News, save, watch, violent clashes break out during protests in Belgrade, Serbia. Serbian police have clashed with a huge crowd of anti-government protesters demanding an early election and end to President Aleksandar Vučić's 12-year rule in the capital Belgrade. A sea of around 140,000 protesters rallied in the city on Saturday, the largest turnout in recent months, as student-led demonstrations mount pressure on the populist government. "We want elections," the crowd chanted. Dozens were arrested, with riot police seen firing tear gas and stun grenades. President Vučić accused protesters calling for an election of being part of a foreign plot trying to usurp his country. "They wanted to topple Serbia, and they have failed," he wrote on his Instagram page. On Friday, five people were detained, accused of plotting to overthrow the government, according to a statement from Serbia's higher court in Belgrade. Following the clashes, the police minister strongly condemned violence by protesters and said those responsible would be arrested. Months of protests across the country, including university shutdowns, have rattled Mr. Vučić, whose second term ends in 2027 when there are also parliamentary elections scheduled, Reuters. Slajan Alohanovic, 37, a farmer from the town of Sid in the north, said on Saturday she came to support students. "The institutions have been usurped and there is a lot of corruption. Elections are the solution, but I don't think he, Vučić, will want to go peacefully," she told Reuters. The president has previously refused snap elections. His progressive party-led coalition holds 156 of 250 parliamentary seats. Mr. Vučić's opponents accuse him and his allies of ties to organized crime, corruption, violence against rivals and curbing media freedoms, which they deny. He has maintained close ties to Russia, and Serbia, a candidate for EU membership, has not joined the Western sanctions regime imposed on Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine, Reuters. Protests by students, opposition, teachers, workers, and farmers began last December after 16 people died on November 1 in the collapse of Novi Sad railway station's roof. Protesters blame corruption for the disaster. The accident has already forced the former prime minister to resign. As Saturday's protest ended, organizers played a statement to the crowd, calling for Serbians to take freedom into your own hands and giving them the green light. "The authorities had all the mechanisms and all the time to meet the demands and prevent an escalation," the organizers said in a statement on Instagram after the rally. "Instead, they opted for violence and repression against the people. Any radicalization of the situation is their responsibility." Serbia, Belgrade.